Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, peat tanks, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. You got two guys in this race that are just killing it with the picks this year. Boomer and Jerry tied for first. 15 games over 500, and I am 9 games behind them, so lots of work to do. Jerry, let's get it started. Take it away.
All right, so we got 5 games for you as normal, including the 2 at the end with the Jets and the Giants. Game number 1, the Saints off their loss. Let me say that again. The loss to the Cowboys in Tampa, taking on a Bucs team. New Orleans is favored by 8.5 on the road.
Now, Jameis Winston has played pretty well. The Bucs defense last week, even though it was mostly Cam Newton, got, 4 or 5 interceptions off of Cam Newton. It's going to be raining, thunderstorms. I looked into the weather here.
Oh, Bucs!
I think that slows down New Orleans. I'm actually going to take, once again, I'm going to pick against the Saints in this one.
Go Bucs!
They'll win the game. This will be a close one. Give me the Bucs to cover at home.
Johnny. Go Bucs!
All right. I think high scoring. I don't care about the weather. I think they're going to be throwing the ball all over the place. And usually weather like that means turnovers and good field position. So I'll turn that into a Bucs loss, but a Bucs cover. So I'll take the Bucs as well.
I take the Saints to bounce back in a big way. I don't care if the spread was 15. I take the Saints minus 8.5. Game number 2, Colts in Houston against the Texans, who don't lose. Houston favored by 4.5.
Yeah, this is too much winning for Houston. Coming off that miserable performance last week, I really think that the Colts offense is going to do some special things in this game against a very good Texans defense at home. I think that Andrew Luck has a big game. I can't imagine that they're going to follow up a shutout with another one. So it'll be another close one, and you know, Houston may win it again because they've got a history of doing that. But I think the Colts play very, very well in this game. Give me the Colts plus the 4.5.
You know, it's one thing to be shut out one week. To come back and have another poor offensive day is just, you know, it's unacceptable. I don't think that's going to happen for the Colts either. I do agree with you. I think the Houston Texans will win the game, but I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a 27-24 type of game, which would mean that the Colts will cover with the number. So I will take the Colts with the number, and hopefully for Frank, they win.
Hate to be boring, but I agree. I will take the Colts as well, plus the 4.5. All right, the third game, Philadelphia at Dallas. The Eagles come in at 6-6. They've won 2 games in a row. Cowboys have won 4 in straight, 7-5. Cowboys favored by 3.5. Let me just say it, Cowboys. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you on this one. The Dallas Cowboys, to me, have really looked like an impressive football team. Amari Cooper's doing better things, even though he fumbled. I understand that, but he's changed that offense. Him and Dak Prescott have a better relationship, quarterback to wide receiver, than maybe him and Dez ever had after a couple of weeks. And the defense is legit. The defense is legit, man. I think the Dallas Cowboys are on their way to a playoff berth, and this is a big step towards that. Give me the Cowboys minus 3.5.
I like the Cowboys.
Good morning.
Good morning. DeMarcus Lawrence putting pressure on. I think Carson Wentz is going to be running all over the place in this game. And really, the fortunes of the Cowboys changed when Sean Lee got hurt and when Amari Cooper was traded for. And I know that sounds weird when I say that about Sean Lee, but Van Der Esch has now been a man on a mission, and he has been about as impressive as anybody can be as a rookie. He and Darius Leonard of the Colts. So I'm going to take the Cowboys to cover here, and not only cover, I think they beat them by at least 10 points.
Nice. Jets at Bills, game number 4 as we go local. Buffalo, minus 3.5, beat the Jets, 41-10, I think, at MetLife Stadium several weeks ago. We think Sam Darnold's going to play.
Yeah, you know, I hate the fact we have to pick these local games. These are just atrocious football games. Like, what the hell is going to happen between these 4 miserable teams? Who the hell knows and who cares?
You don't have to pick them.
What do you? Well, yeah, we do.
Not really.
Well, whatever. It's on the sheet, and we're already prepared for it.
Don't be so miserable. Just make a pick.
All right, give me the Bills because them and their defense at home and Sam or Josh McCown, whoever the hell plays, it's not going to matter. The Bills are just a better team. Give me the Bills.
It's not going to be like it was a couple weeks ago. I can tell you that. It'll be a lot closer, but I will take the Bills simply because of their defense. And even if Sam does play, I think the Jets' offense has been stuck in neutral, and it has been for about 5 to 7 weeks now.
I will take the Jets plus the 3.5. I think they keep it close.
Hey, good for you.
All right, thank you. Giants at Washington, the Giants getting 3.5 points. Mark Sanchez, the quarterback of the Redskins this week.
When we were watching those Mark Sanchez highlights, Jerry and I, we were laughing so hard we were crying. So Boomer didn't like that. He thought we were picking on Mark.
Giants aren't the Giants favored?
Yes, by 3.5.
Yeah, favored by 3.5. So,
they're given 3.5. They're not getting 3.5.
Did I say getting? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the Giants are giving 3.5.
All right, so it's Giants.
The Redskins are getting 3.
My mistake. I apologize. Who cares?
Well, back to my point.
Giants have to make the picks
here. I mean, you know, Mark Sanchez is atrocious. There's a couple of throws. I want to see my favorite one before I make the pick. Here it is. Give me the Giants. Give me the Giants, please.
Half the Redskin fan. Jesus.
Taking a Xanax before you watch this game. Because this is going to be horrible. Oh, my God. Eli Manning and Mark Sanchez. Have fun watching that one,
I'll
Boomer.
Take the Giants.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take the Giants and Eli over the Redskins and Mark. Yes.
Bonus pick time.
All right. We have a number one bonus pick brought to you by Altice One. Call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit Optimum.com to get Altice One today. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens. This line opened at 9. It is now down to 6.5. The over-under opened at 53.5. It's down to 51. The Kansas City Chiefs, they have to be able to cover a touchdown at home. Gimme Mahomes, the Chiefs won't be scoring 40, but they will win this game by a touchdown or more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm taking the Chiefs too, man. I know they're playing, you know, the Ravens defense, but the Ravens defense against bad quarterbacks is usually pretty good. Against good quarterbacks, they struggle, especially on the road. So I'll take the Chiefs, and hopefully the Chiefs defense will play better at home than they do on the road.
A lot of sharp money coming in on that Ravens, though.
Yep.
On Ravens spread.
Cause Boomer, he loves Mahomes. He loves Mahomes.
That's going to do it for us. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned here on The Fan. I think maybe some people are all. Actually, yeah. You got Joe and Evan, then you got CMB, and then you got JJ and Chris Moore in the afternoon today. So, got a jam-packed day of sports.
Football Friday, huh?
Yeah, Football Friday. And make sure you watch Boomer on the NFL today.
That's right. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you got the NFL today with the big Boomer Frank Reich interview starting at noon on Sunday.
That's right. Well, you'll see you on the NFL today on Sunday, everybody. Enjoy your weekend of football. Go Army, beat Navy. And good luck to all the Heisman hopefuls. That will be announced tomorrow right here in New York as well. And we will have a Heisman winner on the NFL today on Sunday. Have a great day. See you Monday morning, everybody. As always,
stay classy.
Thank you.
I'm fun. I'm so fun. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really fun, and I'm looking for someone who's fun. Shut up, nerd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.